我们亲爱的阿爸父神，我们真是要在你面前，我们去肃立，我们来赞美你。
Abba Father, we truly shall stand before you and worship you.
因为实在是你的日子，你的儿女，我们真是来到你的面前，我们要大声的感谢和赞美你。
It's your day, and your children shall come before you and to praise you with a loud voice.
因为你不但是我们的供应，你也是我们的拯救。
Not only do you provide for us, but you're also our salvation.
你让耶稣基督成为我们的救赎。
And you commanded our Lord Jesus to be our salvation.
你的爱，你的父爱再次向我们在这里显明。
The Heavenly Father's love shown to us once more.
真是让我们今天，我们真是把我们的心敞开，我们要来见你的面。
We open our hearts today so that we may see your face.
我们要说阿爸父，我们爱你。
And we shall proclaim, Abba Father, we love you.
我们感谢你。
And we thank you.
我们要来定义的，要来跟随你，要来侍奉你。
And we shall vow that we will follow you and to serve you.
愿你的名被全地都高举。
May your name be lifted high all over this earth.
愿所有的荣耀都归于你。
May all glories be unto you.
我们将祷告祈求乃奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵得胜的名。
Praise in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 请坐，弟兄姐妹们。
Please be seated, brothers and sisters.
今天洞平弟兄他也在多伦多释放信息，我们也在我们祷告中纪念洞平弟兄。
And so our brother Pong is in Toronto sharing message. May we keep him in our prayers.
实在是感恩，我们都已经快要到这个半年都快要过去了哈。
And we just want to thank the Lord for we're here already halfway through the year.
那么我们今年教会的主题我们想在这里再特别的提一下。
So I'd like to reiterate the topic of our church for this year.
我们能不能先一起来看一下是在以弗所书三章第八节到第十一节。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 8 to 11.
我看看我们片子里面有没有准备。以弗所书三章第八节，我们可以用中文先来念。
So Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8, we'll read in Chinese first.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之上的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的现在得知上帝难堪的恩旨，这是造神从万事以前在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。我们在读的时候，第十节第十一节就是我们今年教会的主题。
And so verse 10 and verse 11 is the topic for our church for this year.
在这之前保罗告诉我们他深知神的奥秘。
So here the Paul tells us that he knows deeply the will of God.
这个奥秘就是外邦人和神的选民能够在主耶稣基督里成为一。
And this, he truly knows the mystery, deep mystery of God, and that is God's will for the Gentiles and the Israelites to be one, become one in Christ.
所以我们和他们一起成为一个同样的成为后嗣，同样成为一体。
So together we, with them, we become the Son and to become one body.
所以这里指的一体就是我们在主的教会里面。
And so here it says one body means that in a Lord's church.
然后到第十节的时候，这是神的旨意，他要借着教会使天上执政掌权的能够明白神百般的智慧。
And so in verse 10 it says that so the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places.
可能许多弟兄姐妹跟我一样，当读到这的时候，看看我们自己的光景，这个能成就吗？
And so maybe many of you are just like me. When I read this part, I asked myself, could this even be possible?
不要说天上执政掌权的，你说就像我们联想到我们地区的这些领导也好，或者国家的领导也好，好像摸不到边哈。
And Let's not talk even about the heavenly authorities, even local authorities. It seems like this is so far away from this.
就包括选举的话，都会造成教会里面有很多的分歧。
And to a point where even during elections, it may cause a rift in the church.
但是主的话就是主的话，一定他会借着教会，使天上执政掌权的能够明白神百般的智慧。
But that's the word of God, and He will make it true.
所以我们在这里，我们再次强调一下我们今年教会的主题。所以我们只要信，不要疑惑。
So.Once again, I'd like to emphasize that this is the topic for our church this year. So all we have to do is just trust Him and not doubt.
这种信不是盲信哈，这个是一定是使我们的信心增加，要有行动的哈，有行动。
And of course, this is not blind trust. In order to grow our faith, there must be action associated with it.
那么下面我们还要再读两处的圣经，就是保罗实际上告诉我们，他在这里建造神的教会的时候，给我们。教会的肢体的鼓励。
And so next, we'll read from two more places in the Bible. And Paul here tells us that in order to build a church, his body need to be built up.
是直到我们这些做神肢体的的应该怎样行。
And shows us how we as a body of Christ should act.
因为这个我们看到教会的使命是要使天上执政掌权的能够明白神百般的智慧。
So because we can see this from his words, that is the church's commandment to allow the church to the wisdom of God to be made known through the church to rulers and authorities.
所以保罗他在第四章里面借用了两个凡事来教导我们，鼓励我们。
And so that's why Paul in chapter 4, he used two mentions of all aspects in order to encourage us.
So, 第一个凡事是在四章的一节到第三节。
And the first place where this mention is in chapter 4, verse 1-3.
我们还是用中文，让英文就跟着看
And so again, we'll read in Chinese and English can follow along.
我为主被囚的，劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的相称，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。好，所以在这里保罗特别用了一个用这个凡事谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容来鼓励我们众人。
So here Paul encouraged every one of usBy saying, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love.
目的是我们这些圣徒能够成长，有主耶稣的身量。
This is also that a saint could grow and mature into the form of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再看十五节和十六节。
And let's now next jump to verse 15 to 16.
这里特别讲到哈，我来念一下。也是另外一个凡事，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
So verse 15-16 says, But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects.Into him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
这就是让保罗在这里看见的，他要建造这个教会，鼓励这个弟兄姐妹的肢体一起，然后才能在这个世界上面做见证，教会要做见证，要完成神的赋予的使命。
And so here, this is where Paul has encouraged all brothers and sisters to come together as one body, and only then can we be a testimony in this world.
特别他在最后一讲，这个教会是在爱中建立自己，是叫身体是渐渐增长的。
Yes, especially how in verse 16, the latter part says, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
所以我今天的题目还是跟上一次我讲的时候一样 二月份的时候讲凡事长进，连于元首基督。
And so the topic for today is same. I choose to use the same topic, the title as from February, which is we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ.
所以讲到凡事的话，那是很多很多事哈，很多方面。
And so when we use the word all aspects, it means everything.
所以上次我主要的分享是在主日的时候。
And so last time I shared it's in regards to the matter of the Lord's Day.
让我们在主日崇拜的时候，我们怎么样也是长进。
And so we talk about how on Sundays we can during worship that we can grow as well.
就是我们今年的崇拜，我们要和去年的不一样。
And that is that our the way how we worship this year shall be different from previous year.
今天的崇拜要和上次的崇拜又不一样，又要往前。
And today's worship will be even more more better than from the one from last week.
我讲了几个方面，比如讲要有准备的来到主日的崇拜。
And I share several aspects. For example, I talk about how we need to prepare before we come.
也带准备好要感谢的话要来献上。
And we shall prepare our words of praise and thanksgiving before we come.
然后来我们大声的唱诗歌，来将真是将我们的心完全来献给我们的主。
And when we come, we sing praises to Him with a loud voice. And offer our hearts to Him.
也要让我们在祷告上面也能够开口祷告，这也是长进。
And then when we pray, we also can open our mouths to pray. That's also growth.
我们包括讲到我们怎样在听神的话听到的时候，在这方面也有长进。
And also in matters of listening to His words, we shall also listen.Listen and understand, so we shall also have growth in that aspect as well.
所以主要我们是讲到在这个主日这一天的时候啊。
So last time I shared mainly about the Sunday.
那么我们在我们平常的每一天当中，我们也是有许多许多地方需要长进的。
And then during our everyday lives, there are many places, aspects where we could grow.
我们有一个主日，也是一周的开始，一个好的开始。我们也要带着我们后面的天数也是一样在主里，让我们在每一个方面都有会长进。
And then may Sundays be the beginning of a whole entire week, so may that lead to our growth throughout the rest of the week as well.
所以我先想到的一个部分是我们在个人的关系个人与神的关系上面的我们有没有长进。
So the first aspect I could think of is that our personal relationships with God, how that we could grow.
所以昨天，不是昨天，上个星期天是开始弟兄在我们当中释放信息的时候，特别提到了这个关系哈。
And so last Sunday, our brother Keisho, he shared about especially the matter of relationships.
所以我们在这里讲到了，我想讲到的是看到我们和神。个人之间的这样的亲密的关系能不能随着每一天我们能够加增能够长进。
You know, we talk about whether we can even deepen our personal relationship with our Lord each and every day.
小爱姐妹跟我们分享信息里面也特别提到我们早晨起来第一件事情就是要把我们自己的身体作为活祭献给神。
And our sister Alice shared about how every day when you first wake up, you make this prayer of offering our bodies as a living sacrifice to God.
我们第一个弟兄也鼓励我们，真是要常常的读圣经，养成一个好的习惯，而且把这圣经呢是读成是变成自己的。
And also, Brother Ding encouraged us to oftentimes read the Bible and how we can incorporate what we read into our lives.
然后到了晚上我们会来到神的宝座面前我们来向他祷告包括让他检查我们一天我们哪些地方亏欠他的哪些地方我们是荣耀他的。
And then at night, before go bedtime, we come before the Lord and pray, and may He pray that He will examine us and show us where in places where we have shortchanged Him, and where we place in places where we brought glories to Him.
所以我相信很多的弟兄姐妹都是有这样的去在每天生活中这样操练的。
So I believe that many brothers and sisters all experience the same similar things during their day-to-day lives.
那我今天要讲的呢是在这个当中之间，就是你在读经之间也好，在祷告之间这段时间之间，然后工作做事情也好，这段时间你有没有跟主有这个亲近的关系？
And so what I'd like to share with everyone today is about the times between those times, those times when you pray or when you read the Bible, when you go about your day-to-day lives. Have you got an opportunity to be closer to the Lord during those times?
比如讲我们许多工作的人，我们去上班了，然后到下班回来，在这段时间里面，在你的工作忙碌当中，会不会想到神？
So for example, those of us who have regular jobs, from the time when you set out to go to work until you come back after work, during that time, have you ever thought about God?
或者有的时候就是看到一件事情马上想到，跟父神说几句话。
Or when you see certain things or something happened, did you ever thought of, I shall pray and have a conversation with God?
所以我们主耶稣他就是我们的榜样啊，主耶稣。
And so our Lord Jesus is an example to us.
他也叫我们和神之间，我们在祷告的时候需要进入内室。
And so he talked about how when we pray, we shall enter into the inner room.
就是，然后呢，要关上门。那父呢，是在暗中查看。
And then close our door before we pray, because the Father will look at, will look into us in.
当然我在想到这些我们和主的这种建立起来慢慢建立起来这种个人的关系的时候我就想到一个比喻哈。
And so when I think of the matter of building our relationship with the Lord, I could think of this analogy.
因为你常常想到神的话或者你爱神的话就跟我们的配偶的关系也是一样。
So when we often think about the Lord and we think of himAnd have this communication and this deep relationship with him. It's kind of similar to the relationship we have with our spouses.
那个像比如说像我去上班了哈，在上班这段期间，是在忙于着很多工作、电话、很多会议。
So, for example, when you go to work, yes, you may have a lot of things going on during that day. You have meetings and things.
但是有的时候就让我想起呀，给我的妻子打一个电话。
But then sometimes a thought would occur to me that I want to call my wife.
就有并不一定有什么事情，有的是就想跟她说几句话。
It might not be anything important going on, but I just want to talk to her.
但当然，有的时候是我上班的时候，她身体不太好，或者有什么样，会去打个电话再问问看怎么样。
Or sometimes it may be because maybe for example she's not feeling well, so during at work I may find time to call her.
然后时间长了之后有的时候实在太忙真是把他忘了然后没有打电话回到家里的话你今天没有打电话
and sometimes I just completely forgot about it and went through the whole day without calling and so by the time that I went home then she was like hey you didn't call
这个不是机械的说定好了一定要打电话这个实际上是出于你里面的一个爱
So we're not saying that we have to call at a certain time and a certain interval, but you're doing this out of love.
所以想到你想到他。
Because you're thinking of that person.
所以跟我们神的关系也是一样，就平常的时候会不会在这段时间里面就会想到神。
So in a similar way, with our relationship with God, throughout the day, will there be times when you think that when you think about Him, you know, that you want to talk to Him?
不是光是我们在遇到这个问题解决不了了神啊我向你求一下
instead of only thinking about him when you're facing with troubles or trials
就是一个简单的话就是说神你好吗这也是一个关系的发展
just a simple greeting how are you doing God that's a building that's how relationships get built
主耶稣告诉我们我们的父是在暗中在查看我们
or For our Lord Jesus tells us that our Father looks in on us in the shadows.
可能一上来的时候可能会常常忘记，但慢慢慢慢一定会想要跟神来有这样的单独的时间，哪怕就几秒钟。
Even though initially you might forget because you're working, you're at work, but start building that habit, building that to start having that relationship.
这样的关系就是要靠每天每天的积累起来。
And that is how relationships are built. It's this bit by bit, second by second.
在下面一个关系，我想到的是，我们能够在这个夫妻的这个关系上面能够有长进。
And the next aspect I could think of is, on the matters of the relationship between husband and wife.
因为我们知道实际上一个教会能够真正的成长成熟的话跟家庭是非常有关系的。
Because as we know, in order for a church to truly grow, it has a lot to do with whether a family can grow.
一个是神的家庭为首的家庭呢，是跟夫妻的关系，也是有非常非常大的一个重要的根基是。
And so whether a family can grow, has all to do, it's firmly based on the, Christ as the head of that family.
如果你夫妻的在主里的合一的关系好的话，能够带动这个家庭是一个属神的家庭，然后能够帮助在教会里面的整个大家庭的一起的成长。
Because if the husband and wife have this good relationship, which leads to the family to grow, they have this good relationship and also a good relationship with Christ, then that will lead that family to grow. And that in turn will then lead to the larger family, which is the church, to also grow.
所以讲到夫妻的时候，因为我是弟兄，我想把做妻子的留给教会的这些姐妹们，他们会来分享。
And so in terms of helping the family to grow between a husband and wife, as a husband, I think I'll share on that aspect, and then I'll leave the part that talk about sisters for our sisters to share.
我呢就今天主要是着重于做丈夫的这个角色方面。
And so today I'll share from the aspect of being a husband.
所以在这里以弗所说二十五章是这样说的。
And so here, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, it says,
他说你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
It says, Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her.
我不知道你们怎么想，很多弟兄们，当我们读到这个话的时候，是不是读的比较多了，好像没有感觉呢？
So, I'm not sure for the brothers here, whether because you read this part for so many times that it started to not have as impactful of as before.
或者说这个标准太高了。
Or maybe you may think that, hey, this standard is just too high.
或者我们的做妻子的听到这话也不在意了，你肯定也做不出来了。没有指望。
Or maybe this sisters, the wives, that when you hear this, you might have no, you don't feel much for it because you don't have much hope for your husband to be able to do this according to these words.
因为我们特别想到这个话是保罗他所看见他所写出来的。
And so we need to think about Paul is one who wrote these words. He saw this and he wrote these words.
但是保罗没有结婚，对不对？
But yet we know that Paul was not married.
但是他却能指出来一个真正的做丈夫的这个标准是主耶稣基督。
But yet he was able to point out the very best example of a husband, which is our Lord Jesus.
实际上像我也是很久在我的脑子里面，我一直想在圣经里面找到真正的好的夫妻关系的这个见证或者描述。
So actually it's been my thought for a long time, that been my desire for a long time, that I want to find the best example of the relationship between a husband and wife in the Bible.
所以从旧约到新约，我想你们很多真是熟悉圣经的话，可能真是很难找到。
So, looking through starting from the Old Testament to the New Testament, I find it really challenging to find such an example of such a relationship in the Bible.
这个夫妻关系的建立是在我们人犯罪之前神就建立的。
So the relationship between husband and wife was established before the fall of man.
我想这实在是神的心意啊，设立为我们人设立了这样的一个婚姻。
Because that's the will of God to have that relationship, to build this relationship for us.
但是在这里，保罗直到新约时候，耶稣来了之后，保罗才在这里将这个婚姻的真正的他要所指的是什么。
But here we can see that it wasn't until the New Testament time when Paul was able to point out the true meaning of what marriage is.
所以指的是耶稣和教会。
And he pointed out that that relationship is exemplified by the relationship between Jesus and the church.
所以啊，我们想，我们做丈夫的，我们真是不要认为这个标准太高，但是我们一定要按照这个标准去。
So as brothers, as husbands, may we not view this the standard as too high, but rather view it as an example to strive after.
在这方面去长进。
And to grow in that aspect.
我想到彼得，他在他的彼得书里面特别写到了关于做丈夫的事。我想彼得是在这个方面，婚姻方面，应该是一个很好的丈夫。
So I think Peter wrote about this in his book as well. So I think in matters of marriage, I believe that Peter was a good husband.
因为彼得叫我们丈夫做丈夫的要按理与妻子同住。
And because Peter talked about as husbands that we ought to love our wife.
还要我们敬重我们的妻子。
And to respect our wives.
特别是他说说到我们的妻子是比我们软弱。
Especially when we talk about how our wives are weaker compared to us.
但是这个妻子是神赐给我们一同承受生命之恩的。
He also talked about how our wives was given to us by God to collectively together to receive life.
所以换句话来说，如果你没有妻子的话，你就没有办法承受神所赐给的生命之恩。
And so, in other words, without your wife, then you're not able to receive the blessing of life from God.
我这个不是指那个没有结婚的哈，是指这个是已经结婚的。你如果没有好好的来爱妻子的话，就是没有法承受神所赐的这个生命之恩。
So this is this is talking to those who are married. Is that if you don't respect your wife, you don't view her, you don't love her, then you will not be able to receive the blessing of life from God.
因为彼得告诉我们说，你的祷告也会受拦阻。
Because Peter tells us that if you don't, then even your prayers will suffer, will be withheld.
所以我们不是光喊喊大口号，我们要一些具体的一些。怎样在为妻子舍命之前，我们哪些方面能够真正长进到我们愿意、甘心、乐意的为妻子舍命
？And this is not just paying lip service. There need to be actions associated with that. So we can take a look at how we could grow and to a point where we're able to willing to sacrifice for our wives.
我们应当我们为我们的妻子常常的祷告神和感谢神。
And so.First of all, we should pray for our wives before God and to thank God.
And 我们知道贤妻哈是神所赐的，并不是你的家里面祖传上面所得的福分来使你得到这个贤妻的。
For we know that a good wife is a blessing from God. It's not something that because your forefathers had inherited or something.
我们这样感谢神的时候，我们也是。谢谢神，珍惜神赐给我们在地上有这样的婚姻。
And so when we pray to God, that we shall thank Him as well for blessing us with such a marriage on this earth.
这是需要我们操练的，我们要常常为着我们有妻子，我们为妻子祷告，也特别是感谢神。
And so this is something that we shall exercise and practice it, in giving thanks to God daily for blessing us with our wives and the marriage.
我想我们刚刚结婚的时候可能是会是会常常感谢为这样的好的妻子实在是说不出的叫做幸福哈。
So I think when we just got married during the honeymoon phases, if you will, that naturally we give thanks to God for blessing us with such a wonderful wife.
我们刚刚参加过那个明琪和 Rebecca 的婚礼哈。
So we were just at our Minchi and Rebecca's wedding.
这个喜乐，这个心情的话，一直带到方敏，我们昨天这个福音晚会，方敏还在一再提这个哈。
And even last night's gospel meeting, so we're still talking about this.
然后我跟我妻子也是，看到他们这对年轻人，也会自然会想到我们当时哈。
And then my wife and I, when we see this young couple, we naturally kind of thought about how we were back when we first got married.
但是我们随着这个年岁，我们之间的这个相爱，这个关系是越来越密切呢，还是说停止不前，或者更糟的是，还有退步
？And as time went on, did our relationship grow deeper, or did it stay the same, or did it actually fall, starting to drift apart?
所以我们第一个实际上非常重要，我们愿意感谢神，为着我们的妻子，我们感谢神，这个是一定需要操练。
So it's very important, we must practice to be able to come before the Lord and thank God for blessing us with our wives.
对，一上来可能有点不是太心甘情愿，但是我相信随着你在神的祷告的时候，神会让你看见你的真正的感恩的心会出来的。
And even though initially sometimes you might not feel that way, but keep doing it and God will bless you and you'll be able to see and that true love, that feeling will come out.
还有一件事就是下面一个，就是我们在与妻子上面我们一定要有一个在一起的祷告。
And so also it's very important that we must pray together with our wives.
因为这是我们在灵里的合一，与主的合一。
Because that's a symbol of us uniting as one in the spirit.
如果我们现在还没有能够和妻子在一起祷告的话，我们想要在这个方面你也向神祷告，让神能够让和妻子一起祷告。
So if you still haven't prayed together with your wife, then pray to God that He will allow grant you to have that, to be able to pray together with your wife.
所以我这方面是有失败的经验，所以我学了不少功课。
And so for myself, I have this actual experience. So I learned a lot of lessons from this in this respect.
虽然都是我已经受洗很久了，然后在教会也参与了许多的侍奉，而且好像已经也做了执事。
And even though we've been churches for so long, and I also served for quite a while, and also become a deacon.
然后跟妻子祷告时一直没有。
But yet, I haven't been praying with my wife.
有妻子一直跟我说，她说孩子你要好好管，我们要为他们祷告。
And my wife kept on reminding me that we must pray for our kids, that we must pray for them.
然后好啊，我说那就去跟他一起祷告。
And I said, okay, let's do it. And then so we go and pray together.
还没祷告几句话，我说我不同意你这样祷告，就走了。
And then a few sentences into the prayer, I would say, oh, I don't agree with what you're just praying.
所以在外面弟兄姐妹看不见的哈，这个都是在家里发生的。
So these things you can't see from the brother and sister who are looking in on the outside. You don't see these things, but they do happen.
在教会里面看上去很好，还做服侍主啊，还做执事，但是在家里面你看到这个属灵光景是很差很差。
And so you might not see this because in the church you may see that I'm serving and I'm a deacon and stuff like that, but in the homes that I still there's much more that I need to learn.
所以只有家人才能看到说是假冒为善哈。
So only your family could truly see our true self.
还有一点上面和妻子的关系，我们做丈夫的。一定我们要看妻子比我们强。
And then another aspect is that when we as husbands view our wives, we must see them as stronger than us.
我们也知道圣经我们都读哈，看人比我们自己强，对不对？
And just like the Bible says, you look at the strong points of other people.
如果我们没有真正看到我们做丈夫的，我们看到妻子比我们强的话，我们想想我们也无法行出来看别人比我们强。
Because if, imagine this, if we can't even see our wives as being stronger or better than us, then there's no way that we could see others as stronger and better than us.
不要以为我们在外面我们为家里创造收入养活家庭，我们好像已经做得很多。
But don't think that just because you are working and providing families that you feel like, I'm doing a lot, caring the most of the home, our family.
实际上我们的妻子在家里的话不但是我们先不讲生儿育女，就讲光着操理这家务，送孩子去这里那里，这些事情各方面都是非常非常的多繁重，而且是各个工作是不同性质的。
And, but the wives also, in terms of taking care of the household, there are many things that they're burdened with that they have to do, and not even to mention the aspect about giving birth and raising children.
现在我们都可以在家上班了，所以我现在和妻子常常去买菜哈。
And so now that we can work at home, oftentimes I'll go shopping, grocery shopping with my wife.
你就看，你就跟着他看，他就知道哪些地方，然后什么价钱，什么东西，然后这个是
这个是非常好的价钱，他马上就非常熟的就拿起来。
And then, if you pay attention, you'll notice that, they will know exactly where to get, go to get the best deals on which type of, items, and they'll know that whether a particular item is a good deal or not.
如果叫我去找的话，不要找了好半天都找不到那个在哪里。
If you ask me to go shopping, I probably will be completely lost and don't even know where to find anything.
所以他有一次叫我去买一个临时买一个蘑菇，然后买回来，不但不是他要的，而且是最贵的。
And so one time she told me to go, go to the grocery store to grab some mushrooms. I came home not only with the wrong kind of mushroom, but also it was the most expensive type.
这也是一个功课学习哈，慢慢的真正看到他我们的妻子哈，实在是比我们强。
And so that's a lesson that we should continue to learn. And truly is our wives are stronger than us.
当你有这样的看见的时候，我想神也会更大的祝福。这个家。
And of course, if you could see this, then God will bless this home even more.
还有一个是我也看到是我们要能不能在我们服侍我们的妻子上面能够有长进。
And also another aspect is to see whether we could grow an aspect of serving our wife.
为什么？这个也是跟主耶稣为榜样。
And that this on this matter, we also shall see our Lord Jesus as an example.
因为主耶稣说。他来，不是被侍奉，他是来服侍的，不是服侍，而是来服侍的。
So, because our Lord Jesus said he came not to be served, but to serve.
所以我们就从我们的家里开始，对待我们的妻子开始。
And so we can start in our family, in our home, with our wives.
我们要真正能够像主耶稣一样的为教会舍命，我们也能够为妻子舍命的话，这也是其中的一点一点的增加起来。
And just like how the Lord Jesus was able to lay himself down for the church, that we should also learn to lay ourselves down for our wives. And this is something that requires us to learn bit by bit slowly.
实际上我在准备信息也在想好好的想想我们做妻子的包括就光生孩子这一个事情我们就要好好的感谢他要佩服他们。
And it doesn't, we don't have to look far. Just on the matter of giving birth to our children, that aspect alone that we should respect our wives for that.
而且是冒着，你要知道他们是冒着生命危险的。
Because when they give birth, for example, they're actually taking, there's a risk to their lives.
而且这个像现在当然医疗条件比较好，这个可能这个生孩子死亡的事情不多了哈。
Of course, with the advance of medical technology, people dying from giving birth have been greatly reduced.
但是我们那次到Pullman 的时候，当时有一对夫妻，他的那个妻子就是因为生孩子去世的。
But we all, we do know people who the wife passed away because of giving birth.
像在美国那么先进的医疗条件，还是有这事情发生啊。还有我一个同学的，他的妻子也是生孩子大出血，后来就过世。
And so this could even happens during this age of advanced medical technology. And we also know another classmates of mine whose wife also passed away because of hemorrhaging when giving birth.
圣经里面我们也看到了，对吧？那个 Rachel 她也是因为生第二个孩子的时候就死去了。
We also saw this in the Bible. How we all know that Rachel passed away giving birth to her second child.
当我妻子生老二的时候，那个时候疼得不得了，医生都惊奇说：“你为什么不打止疼针？”
And so when my wife was giving birth to our second child, she was in such pain, so much pain. The doctor was amazed and asked, well, "Why don't you want to get some painkillers?"
因为那个时候我妻子说，因为打一个针要好几百块钱。And, 对吧？我们做学生这个能省就省。
And my wife was saying that at the time because we're students, and so the painkillers would cost several hundred dollars, and so she said that we don't have that much money, so we want to save as much as possible.
他们真是把自己的生命完全的摆上。
Truly, they put their lives on the line.
而且生了孩子之后，如果没有好好的坐月子的话，又会带出来很许多的病。
And then also, after they just given birth, if they don't have the proper rest, it might have long-lasting illnesses.
所以对我来说也是，虽然我那时做学生，但现在我想到就是说，
很多的遗憾啊，对待我的妻子的话。
And so thinking back, even though I know that at the time we're just students and we're short on cash, but I still felt a lot of regrets towards her.
一方面我就想到跟她说我那个时候不成熟哈，不成熟，根本不配做一个好的丈夫。
In one aspect, I said that hey, we're still not mature yet. It was not worthy to be a husband.
但光是这样说还是没有用的，要真正的要行动出来。
But saying that is not enough. There need to be action associated with that.
我相信我们愿意服侍妻子的话，是会有机会的。
But I believe that if you're truly you have that desire to serve your wife, there will be plenty of opportunities.
所以她会生病的时候，你就要赶紧殷勤的来照顾她。
And for example, if she got sick, then that's an opportunity to serve her diligently.
她至少现在是她坐骨神经疼的话，我可以牵着她。
At least now I could still
carry her off. Be clutches.
I could still carry her if she needs to.
也帮她在家里面做一些按摩啦，一些拉伸啦。
And like for example, maybe helping to give her massage or stretching at home.
我们就是说特别是越来越年纪大的时候，我们真正看到像彼得说的一样，他比我们软弱，不但是身体上面，他也更这是更需要情感感情上面的你的爱在里面来托住他们。
And as we become older in age, I truly start to see more and more of what Peter was talking about, that they need more support because they're more weaker. And in a lot of aspects, not only just physically, but also emotionally, they need a lot of support, our support.
因为我常常会看到，哎呀，我的身体那么好，我的妻子身体不怎么样，的时候就心里面是会有难过。
And so oftentimes I would see how I'm still feeling physically still feeling strong and well, but then seeing her kind of her physical health kind of deteriorate, so I feel very sad inside me.
再放眼看看我们这个教会，我也觉得都是姐妹们受的苦比弟兄们受的苦多得多哈。
And if we start to look around in our church, it seems also it's true that sisters.And our church seem to went through more suffering than brothers.
所以我们做丈夫的真是要加油啊，真是要加油，好好的，我们这要长进，要长进，能在夫妻关系上面。
So as husbands, we truly need to grow more in the aspect of becoming a husband.
那么第三点第三点有没有？第三点是我看到的是我们和子女方面的关系的上面的长进。
And third point is growing our, in the aspect of our relationship with our children.
那么讲到与子女，我们说是与我们的父母亲，做父母亲的和我们在子女方面怎样能够使这个关系的建立上面越来越好，越来越有健康的长进。
So how do we have a healthy and robust relationship with our children? How do we grow that relationship?
对，正好今天是也是父亲节，那么我就先讲父亲。
So it happens to be Father's Day today, so let's start with fathers.
我们看一下以弗所书第这里六章的第四节。
And let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4.
这是保罗写给我们的，他说你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
He says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord."
我们特别注意到这里讲的，他说你们做父亲的。
And we especially want to take a look at this. He says, "Fathers."
他没有说父母亲哈，他讲的就是父亲。
He didn't say parents. He said fathers.
特别我们刘志雄弟兄也特别注意到，他说在圣经里面，所有讲到要教育子女的话，都是提到的是父亲多。
So I think we have brothers who mentioned before noticed this as well that throughout the Bible, whenever it talk about disciplining and guiding children, they put this charge on the fathers.
保罗在这里警戒我们要什么呢？不要惹儿女的气。
So what is Paul warning us as fathers not to do? He said, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger."
可能我们许多做父亲的，可能想到这句话的时候， 到底这句话讲的对还不对？
So, as fathers, you may be thinking here, whether this is accurate, this is right or not.
我也听到另外一个传道人讲的时候，他特别讲到他们的教会的弟兄听到这个话，他说有没有写错？是他们孩子惹我的气啊！他说。
I remember that another brother, when he was giving a message on this topic, someone in the congregation said that there must be something wrong here. It's children who are provoking me.
So, 我在准备这个信息时，我就在这里立刻就是在我眼前就蹦出来一个情景。
And so as I was preparing the message, and when I got to this part, this image just flashed in my mind.
就是我女儿生气的那一个场面。
And it was in regards to my daughter, how she got angry.
那个时候是我对着我妻子讲的一些话，确实是不该讲的话。
And so at the time, I was saying something to my wife, which I should not have said.
但是我们女儿听见了，她就立刻就发大怒，她说你怎么可以对你的妻子说这个话。
And my daughter immediately got angry at me and said, "How could you say such thing to your wife?"
所以第一个，我们不惹儿女的气的时候，第一个我们要敬重我们的妻子。
And so the very first aspect about not provoking our children to anger is to respect our wives.
我把这个看作是第一条。
And so I viewed this as the very first principle.
如果你不善待你儿女的母亲的话，这个是会使他们儿女生气的。
Because if you do not respect their mothers, this will cause your children to be angry at you.
当这个儿女越来越大的时候，这个气会越来越大。
And then this anger will only grow as they mature and grow older.
所以我们在这个方面特别特别的注意，还是跟前面一样，夫妻关系的时候，我们丈夫要特别的注意。
So pay special attention to this.
我们要真正的要从主那里得到真正的爱，我们才能够在这个教导儿女方面能够行出来这些。
And so only when we receive true love from the Lord, then can this love show forth when we teach our children.
还有一个是能够常常惹儿女的气的是你说的负面的话。
And another thing that oftentimes will provoke your children to anger is to say negative things, use negative words.
各种各样的，比如说你如果他哪个方面做得不好，你会说你如果做得不好，你将来会怎么样？将来会怎么样？最后你可能连工作没有，或者你是扫垃圾去。
And the very often used example is that if our children don't do well in certain things, that will often say that if you don't do this, then your future will be ruined. That you'll be without a job, or you'll be a street sweeper. Those kind of things. We use those words to threaten them.
还有一个是可能把自己的孩子老是和别的孩子去比。
Another way where we provoke our children is we oftentimes compare them to someone else.
所以我比如讲别的成绩呀，别的学生那么好，体育也那么好，学习也那么好，你看你什么都不好。
We oftentimes hear parents say that, why don't you look at so-and-so? You know, your academic scores are not as good as them. You don't do well in sports as good as them, and etc.
所以对我来说，我常常我是那个时候我就是犯这个错误，把我儿子常常跟别的孩子去比。
And so I made that mistake often. I oftentimes compare my son to other kids.
包括他的成绩哈，他的成绩。
And that includes his academic scores.
我常常说他的成绩是 A B C D E F 都有。
And oftentimes that said that his scores are all over the alphabet charts, starting from A to F.
但是我们儿子说，你就是不看那个 A， 你们专门强的意思就看 C 以下的。
And but my son rebutted and said that you guys don't ever pay attention to the A's I got. You only pay attention starting from C and downwards.
我是常常把他和别的孩子比的时候，他也把我和别的家长去比。
And so when I compare him to other children, he would compare us to other parents.
所以他就说，你看
我们的同某某同学，他们美国人家庭，他说他从来不 care 这些东西。他说
，And so when I would say that, when I compared him to other kids, and my son would rebuke and say and rebuttal and said that, hey, their parents never care about these things.
所以我就说了一句最我不该说话，到现在后悔。我说，那你就去他们家。
And I said something that I regret until today. I said, then why don't you go to that family?
他那时候真是打了包出去了。
And he actually did packed up and tried to leave.
我谢谢我的妻子是把他给拉回来。
And I thank my wife immensely because she's the one who stopped him.
那天不容易，那天是我这开着车想把我儿子想叫他上车回来。
And so that was not an easy day for us.
然后是我妻子。他就跟着他带着他，然后现在外面转了好半天，才最后才愿意回家。
So on that day, my wife actually went to be with our son and kind of walked him around the block for quite a while, before he was willing to come back home again.
所以这个保罗在这里的第一个提醒就叫我们不要惹儿女的气，这句话是真的。
So here Paul reminds us the first thing is not to provoke our children to anger. That is so true.
还有一个方面就是，如果有好几个孩子的话，一定不要有偏心。
Another thing to pay attention is to, if you have several children, don't show partiality to any one of them.
Yeah, 这个是会很大造成他们里面的许多的气，一定是各种各样的气都会有。
Because that will also provoke them to anger, cause anger to build up inside of them.
约瑟就是说是因为他爸爸偏心，最后造成了那么多哥哥的嫉妒，最后把他几乎要杀了，卖了哈。
And Joseph was in the Bible was one of the best examples because of his father's so partial to him, it caused all his other elder brothers to be jealous of him to a point where they want to kill him.
所以我们做父亲的一定要抓住这句话，不要惹儿女的气。
So as fathers, we must hold firm to this, not to anger our children, not to provoke them to anger.
但这个确确实实是需要操练的。
But yet this is something that truly requires practice.
从我们跟神的关系，一直到这个具体的这件事情。
And from our relationship with our God and to our relationship with our children.
那保罗教导我们，我们只要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
And so, Paul teaches us that as long we obey God's teachings and use that to grow.
所以主的警戒和教训是什么呢？
And what are His warning? What are God's warnings and teachings?
就是回到神的源头，就是爱。
And that His teaching is that we must return to the origin of God, and that is love.
有神的真正的爱来爱他们，来养育他们。
And as we need to return to the love from the Heavenly Father, because that's the head. So if we could return to that, then we use that love to help our children grow.
同时，我们也是要明白真正的神，因为他们是每一个都是神所造的，神所赐给我们来管理的。我们要真正明白神造他们，神的目的在哪里。
And we also understand that what God's purpose.Is for our children. There's a purpose for bringing them to us.
不是按照自己想要自己，比如讲，特别是哪方面没有做好，希望儿子或者女儿在这方面能够来个成就他自己的心意啊，那是不是按照神的教训和警戒来的
？Especially some parents like to live the life that which they did not get to live through their children. They want to live.Live their lives through their children.
所以我们一个敬虔的父亲，一个有智慧的父亲，对儿女是一个祝福。
And so a father who has reverence and who has wisdom is also a blessing to their children.
而且一定记住，父亲给儿女的榜样是非常非常的重要。
And also especially know that as a father, you set an example for your children.
所以你在家里面的一言一行，实际上孩子看得一清二楚。
And so every single sentence you utter in your home, in your house, your children will take all this in.
还有一个具体例子我就不讲了。那么还有一个就是我们特别要珍惜 我们的孩子跟我们在一起的这段时间。
And so also, we need to especially treasure the time we have, when we still have our children around us.
如果按照一切正常的话，他们一般上了大学之后，就基本上慢慢就离开你，跟你的时间就没有那么多了。
So, as way things normally progresses, after they graduate from college, you will not have as many days with them, as before.
那么我们还特别看到现在这个世界是这种罪恶的事情很多，我们更不要说一些意外的事情发生。
And much, it may be much less given how chaotic and evil this world has become.
我们也在我们的生活周围当中，我们也有许多父亲在他们的儿女都是还是很年轻的时候就过世的这些父亲，你可以想象到是心是多么的伤痛。
And also, we can imagine that there are. And there are also some instances where the children pass away before their parents. Just imagine how much pain that could brought to the parents.
这个我们按照我们中文讲，常常讲是白发送黑发的，这个是最最最最痛苦的事情。
And there's a Chinese saying, old saying that the white-haired parents are burying their black-haired children. So that's something that's one of the greatest pain one can experience in their lives.
所以我们也是为在德州的这些做父亲的，他们的孩子在那么小的情况下就离开了他们，我们也是真是求主来，只有主能够来安慰这些父亲们。
And so we pray the Lord will give will comfort those fathers who lost their children at such a young age in Texas.
所以还有一个方面，我们按照主的教训和警戒的话，我们要为我们的孩子，你真是要每天都要为他们祷告，来保护他们，来遮盖他们。
And we so as parents we ought to pray for our children every single day. May the Lord protect them.
也是神托付给我们的做父亲的职责，这是也是我们一个对神的忠心的一个行为。
And protecting our children, watching over them, is a responsibility for us as parents, and that's also being faithful for God entrusting our children to us.
因为很多东西来侵害他们的是我们还眼睛看不见，那是更危险。
And because there are so many things in this world that we cannot even see with our eyes that are kind of eating away at them or tempting them.
所以是来侵害他们的思想，他们的思维。
Things corrupt their health or corrupt their mental health.
包括你网络也好，或者他接触的一些其他，包括现在学校也有很多的这方面的东西需要你的好好的祷告，来给他们有这样的防御。
And these corruptions may come from, for example, the internet, or maybe even to, like today, in today's time, that these things may come from schools. And so we must pray, God will give them this good immunity to these things.
所以今天我就从这个三个方面和我们大家一起来分享。
So I'd like to share on these three aspects with everyone today.
但我们一定记住，我们在长进的时候，有一个仇敌是在这里。是要拦阻的。
Because always remember, as we grow and mature, there is an enemy who is trying to stop us.
因为我们要长进，凡是长进的目的是要长到耶稣基督里，和耶稣连起来。
Because we know that as we grow, we must grow into Christ and to be with Him.
所以这个仇敌他是不甘心的，他是在这里一定要破坏。
And the enemy, that's not what he wants, so that's why he wants to destroy all of this.
他一定要破坏我们和主耶稣的连接。
He's determined to destroy our relationship with Jesus.
他要在我们个人和神的关系上面，长进方面，他要拦阻你。
He wants to stop our personal relationship, our growth with our Lord.
他要在你夫妻的关系上面，他要来破坏。
And he wants to destroy our relationship with our spouse.
他也要和你和儿女之间的关系上面，他们也要来破坏。
And he also wants to destroy our relationships with our children.
因为我们光读圣经还不行，你知道彼得告诉我们说，这些仇敌就像吼叫的狮子。
Because just reading the Bible is not enough. Because as Peter said, that the enemy is like a roaring lion.
但我们可能读的时候可能根本没有在意哈，根本没想到好像周围看看没有狮子。
And so when you're reading these words, you might not have much feeling you might not feel the impact as much because you're looking around and you don't see any lions around.
这就是为什么保罗他在这个以弗所书快要结束的时候特别提到了这件征战的事情。
And so that is why towards the end of the book of Ephesians, Paul reminded us again.
因为保罗他知道他看到这个属灵的征战就是要破坏啊神的教会和神的和主耶稣的关系。
Because he knows that the purpose of spiritual warfare is to destroy the church and to corrupt the relationship with Jesus.
所以让我们啊真是一定的警醒，一边长进，我们一边在征战。
And so may we be alert, and as we grow, we also do battle with the enemy.
因为这个征战的这件事情是一个大事情。
For This is a great matter in regards to the battle, the spiritual battle.
因为它大到什么地步？大到它可以影响到我们主耶稣的再来。
This is all encompassing. It's such an important thing because it also affects the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
所以保罗他在第六章的时候叫我们一定要穿上神赐给我们的全副军装，然后靠着圣灵随时的祷告和祈求。
And so that's why in chapter 6, Paul reminds us that we must gird ourselves with spiritual garments and to prepare ourselves for war and pray constantly.
好，让我们一起来祷告。
May we have word prayer.
我们亲爱的主，我们实在是为你出来的话语，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we just want to thank you for your words.
我们要看到你自己的教会，你要你的教会与你连接。
And we see that you allow your church to be united with you.
但是仇敌是那样的不甘心，在做各样的破坏。
But yet we also see that the enemy is not giving up and trying to doing his best to cause destruction.
他要破坏我们每一个人和神的关系。
And he wants to destroy our relationship with God.
他要破坏我们夫妻的关系。
And he wants to destroy our relationship with our spouse.
目的也是要破坏我们的家庭
and so that he can destroy the family.
他也要破坏我们和子女的关系
and he also want to destroy our relationship with our children.
主，我们正是靠着你自己，在凡事上已经得胜，我们也来与仇敌征战
and because you have overcome on everything, that we shall rely upon you when we battle against the enemy.
让我们真是穿上神赐给我们的全副军装。
May we guard ourselves with the garments that you have given us.
靠着圣灵，我们在这里多方的警醒祷告。
And by the Holy Spirit, we shall be alert and pray.
不但为我们自己祷告
，and not only pray for ourselves.
我们为教会的众弟兄姐妹都祷告。
But also pray for all the brothers and sisters in our church.
愿你在你的教会是成为真正的主。
May you be the true head and the leader of your church.
也是我们每一个人的主。
And you're also the leader of every single one of us.
我们让每一个人都与你连接在一起。
May you be our Lord, and may every single one of us be united with you.
让你在你的教会圣灵可以做工。
May your spirit work in your church.
而且让你的教会是渐渐的增长，是在爱中建立自己。
And may your church build itself in love.
而且是来去用水借着道，就要去掉我们一切的皱纹、玷污、疹瑞的疾病。
And we get rid of all the sicknesses and calamities.
可以作为一个荣耀的教会来献给你自己。
And so that we may become a glorious church to offer ourselves up to you.
主，我们愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
也祝福我们每一位听见你的话就照着去行的。
And may you bless all those every single one of us who hears your words and take action.
也告诉我们，父也会向我们显现。
And you tell us that then the Father will reveal himself to us.
谢谢主的恩典，我们这样祷告呢，奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Thank you for your grace, and we pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.